Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild Friday. And not only is this just any old Friday, this is a super lucky Friday the 13th. I am Patty Negri, and I am one of your hosts. And I want to introduce you now to my beautiful co-host, Miss Kimberly Wilson Ward. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Patty. Thank you. I always like hearing your voice introducing me on the radio.
Oh, me too. I like it.
You know, Friday the 13th is my favorite day. It really is. And my daughter was even born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, yay. Nice.
I know. I always told everyone she's either going to be a little witch or she's going to be very, very, very lucky. I think she's a little of both.
Yeah, 13. I was born on the 13th, too, though I was born on a Saturday, not a Friday. But it's a powerful number. 13's got so much attached to it. It just has the energy behind it. So it's always been lucky for me when it comes onto a Friday.
Absolutely. You know, both of my kids, the doctors told me, both of them, they were born 10 years apart, and he told me they were going to be born on the 7th. They were both born on the 13th, just different months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, we're going to talk about all sorts of, we have callers, and we're going to take callers, and I'm going to let Kimberly, because she is the goddess of the board, will tell us when we're going to take calls and things. But we thought, because it's Friday the 13th and it's a mystical day and it's a magical day, that we would talk a little bit about scrying. So, in what scrying is and what scrying isn't, and we've got all sorts of good information from our own experience and online. And the other thing we could also add a little, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, though we did Valentine's last week, just wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. It's here. So anyway, scrying. I have been scrying. I mean, the world has been scrying since before time began, whether it was Native people, staring into the glassy lake in front of them and seeing what it brings out to, crystal balls, to fires, to candles, to how do some of the methods that you do, Kim?
Well, I like to fire scribe. I use candles a lot when I meditate and do work, campfires. But when I meditate, I like to use the candle flame, and I'll focus on the flame to get some of those images. I also use a pendulum, which is another means of scrying. And something that I never really realized it, but I did as a kid, was cloud scrying, because staring into the clouds is another form of scrying, and you start to see images within the clouds. And I bet there's a lot of people out there that have done that, and they didn't even realize they were scrying.
Right, right. They say, oh, I see an elephant. But, hey, maybe that elephant means something.
Right, but not only that, but as they're doing that, it's a form of meditation, and then they start getting ideas and thoughts that might actually be divine messages that are coming up through their subconscious because they're in a relaxed meditative state.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. And then part of it is about getting into that state, and scrying really helps you do it wherever you go from there. I like fire too. I actually always, almost always use a candle, whether I'm using a crystal ball or I'm doing a mirror. I do a lot of mirror scrying, just with a plain everyday mirror or a black mirror, a concave mirror. And I put the candle light just off the side so it's reflecting in through the ball or through the mirror. And that, to me, is a nice combination. I'm using the water energy and the fire energy, and it kind of helps balances and takes me there.
You know, and that's great, because there's also oil scrying using an oil lamp, and that has fire along with it, too, because then the flame reflects off of the oil. So you get that double image, just like you said, with the crystal ball and the fire next to it.
Yes, yes. And oil is the fire element itself, even without the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do we want to go over a little bit of information? We have a lot of callers. Do we want to go back and forth, like caller info, caller info?
Oh, I think we should do a little bit of both, because we actually have quite a few people. I think there's 7 people in the queue.
Wow. Thank you
all. Which is a lot. Yeah, it is. So we could go ahead and start with a caller and just to see where that goes.
Okay.
All right. So area code 410, you are on the air.
Hi, it's Kathy. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th. Do I know Kathy?
No.
Oh, you just sounded like you knew us. We
love
that.
I know, it was great. She's like, oh, it's Kathy, like I'm your best friend. I haven't talked to you in forever. So.
No, I'm just a friendly Kathy.
Hey. I think Kathy is usually a friendly name anyway. Is it Kathy with a C or Kathy with a K?
It's a K-A-T-H-I-E.
Ooh, the fancy spelling. I like that.
Well, what can we do for you, Kathy?
I would like a message on my spiritual journey.
Ah. Okay. Well, the first thing I'm picking up is a lot of joy around you, and it almost feels like that it's like you're there. You may not have realized you're there yet, but it's like you're there. It's like this epiphany has come over you, and I just feel this sense of joy around you. I also feel like there's going to be some new people that are coming into your life because of your spiritual journey. It's like you're attracting these people into your life, but it feels like-minded souls that you can partner with and hang out with and explore new things with.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm feeling some animal spirits coming in. Lion. Do you know much about animal spirits?
Not that much.
Okay.
But I could probably Google him and
exactly.
Read up on
what
him.
I want you to go read up on it. And the reason I want you to read up on it rather than me to tell you what lion represents is because each animal has a whole broad amount of information on them. And I want you to pick out what's right for you, because as you're reading and stuff, you're going to create that connection. And that's one of the things with the animal world that's really important, is when an animal has identified with you, is to connect with them. So by going in and looking at that information, you start building that connection and you start feeling that animal energy and what resonates with you and what piece that you need to help you. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
that animal, I think, is what's going to help bring those people into you when you can start seeing how does a lion live? How do they operate in society? How do they operate within their clan?
Okay.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and I see you, you've been getting a little bit of clarity. You're definitely jumping into your next level of your road to spiritual development. And I see it in a really big expansion, a really, really big expansion. So how perfect is the lion? Also, I see that, again, you're getting a little clarity out of, there was a little bit of confusion with something in your, not your belief system, but how it all fit together, but you're seeing it start to fit together. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing beautifully. It's like little, I'm seeing, okay, Kathy's spiritual picture as these puzzle pieces that are like, oh, wow, they fit together, they fit together, they fit together, and creating your own beautiful tapestry of sorts is what I'm seeing out of this puzzle of it. And wow, it matches up, my this belief system, my that belief system. So you're going to fly,
every time I read
girl.
A book, every time I read a book, I seem like I get more knowledge and, you know, I pick up something from the book.
Yeah, that's what I do. And that's how I've been doing it for, my God, 1,000 years. And again, and then I throw them all in one big pot. I make stew. I make stew. Okay, this person has this. There's this belief. This truth. Here's a truth I developed there. Here's this. And I just kind of season them all and then create, you know, my path. And that's
mm-hmm.
a fun way to do it. I don't like anybody else's recipe.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, it sounds great. And I thank,
well, thank you.
Thank you
for calling, Kathy.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Happy Friday the 13th. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, too, tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you know, I got to say this. Because we've been saying Happy Valentine's Day, Happy Valentine's Day, and there's a lot of single people in the world. So for all of you single people, I just want to wish you a Happy Single Awareness Day.
Yes, me too. And like I said, buy yourself some flowers, take a bath, do something fun with a friend, with yourself, with your dog, with your cat. It's about love. The more you love yourself and you're comfortable there, if you're looking for a Valentine, they're going to come that much faster. Really.
Absolutely. We have 9 callers in the queue.
Wow. All right. Oh, I'm spying. I see the future. Lots of calls.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Happy Valentine's Day and happy Friday the 13th.
Abby.
Yes.
Is this
yes.
Abby?
I knew it. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, hi, beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. I have to share with you. My brother, the brother I adore, was born on a Friday the 13th as well.
Ah, lucky day.
Very lucky day. Mm-hmm. And it was my dad's lucky day because of my brother's birth. My father was spared from serving again in the military. So that was a wonderful day for Daddy. And for the family,
yay.
Obviously.
So good. Thank you so much for calling in for us. It's been a while since we've spoken.
I know. Well,
so
wonderfully, wonderfully terrific. I just have one question. I applied for a position at work, and I'd like to know what are my chances. I love this that I applied for. It's right up my alley. This I applied on January 26th. What do you guys feel?
It feels really good to me. I'm seeing happy, happy, joy, joy, toasting of woohoo. Is that the first thing I got from spirit? I don't know, Kim?
I was reading something and distracted Evie. I apologize.
Okay. So repeat for me, please.
Absolutely. I applied for a position, and as I was applying, I was just vibrating with joy. And it's something that I'm really good at, that I know that I can contribute a lot, and I can learn from others as well.
You got it.
What?
You
yeah.
got it.
Oh.
I feel really good about
yeah.
it.
I do too. So good. That's both of us. So 2 + 2 = 17.
Yeah. It's like the visual I got was like the shaking of a hand. You know, it's like the deal is done. This is the visual that I was getting.
Wonderful. When will I hear? Because next week people are going on vacation. All the people that
I heard 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Great. And is there someone intervening on my behalf? Has someone spoken to any of the people that make the decision about me?
Like somebody you know speaking up for you or somebody you interviewed
right.
with?
Right. No, someone I know that I've my former boss or other people who have since retired.
I got the image of a male, but it almost feels like a female speaking to a male.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
A female speaking to a male. On my behalf.
Yeah, I got
you
male image too. So.
You got male
on
image
on her behalf.
Possibly, yes. I got the image of a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the person you know a female or male?
The two people I know are both. Well, the one person that's been speaking on my behalf is a male.
Okay.
Good. Well, that's good. We both saw
however,
that.
However, oh my God, there are three males. I just realized there are three males, and they do speak to. Two of them speak to a female who ultimately makes the decision. So I was wondering whether she's aware of me and whether, because it's very competitive. I don't care if it's competitive. I want it. I want it. I'm not afraid. I just want to make sure that I'm given a chance because I've been applying up the yin-yang for about a year already and landed at nothing.
You're holding out for the good one. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it
okay.
feels really good because the first thing, like I said, I got a toast, celebration, kind of a yay feeling. So.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Have a beautiful, and if you, well, Patty, I know you're in California, so you're nice and warm, but anyone
it's 90
else,
today.
That's great.
It's 90. We're in a heat wave.
That's wonderful. And if Kimberly is in a warm place, stay warm. If not, just melt all the ice with your love.
Well, Evie, it was minus 24 here this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You're bundled up.
But I'm warm inside, so.
But exactly. You ladies have a wonderful evening, a beautiful, beautiful Valentine's Day, because I am celebrating Valentine's Day as well. And everyone out there, light and love, and just a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, beautiful. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a pleasant lady.
She is a doll. Yes, she is. Actually, when she came out here, she's Florida way. I think it's Florida. When she came out here, we actually got to meet. It was great. We have a picture of us under the Hollywood sign together.
Oh, wow. I'll have
my
to check
moments
out.
In my little Hollywood, yes.
I have a picture of me under the Hollywood sign when I came out to see you.
Yay! I know. You have to do it. You come here, you have to take a picture of the Hollywood sign. It's a law.
You do. You know, the crazy part of it when I was out there, because Linda and I had gone down to Hollywood Boulevard. So I stepped onto Hollywood Boulevard, right? The first time ever. And the first person I met was from upstate New York. How crazy is that?
That's how it works. That's what I was like, okay, come here.
I go all the way to California and meet people from home. We have someone else that's been holding for already a half hour.
Okay, let's go with them, and then maybe just squish a little bit about scrying in. But let's go scry for them.
Ha, we can do that. Area code 661, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. It's a Skype phone.
Who are we speaking with?
Leslie?
Leslie?
Hi, Leslie. Hi. Do you want to know my question?
Do you have an engine running in front of you? Yes.
I can hear.
My laptop, my computer.
Oh,
it's a noisy little thing. But it's okay.
It's okay.
We like it.
Okay. And it's not as loud. Only I think it's weird when you talk, it gets louder. But that's okay.
Okay.
Yes, we would love to know your question. We're psychic. We're not that.
Well, I had a series of two interviews last week, and it was fairly positive. I found out yesterday I did not get the job. I kind of had reservations because they really wanted someone long-term, and they felt that I might outgrow the job or be too ambitious, and it's other classes I'm taking, too, that they knew about. So, I mean, it would have been a good opportunity. But so wondering if you can see what else is coming or anything else coming, like in the next 6 months or so. I'm working part-time, which is good. It's just that they haven't given me much of a commitment because it depends on the workload. So it's fine if it continues for a while. And if I continue with the classes, by June I'll be sort of in a different place in terms of being able to look for more career-oriented jobs. But wondering if something else might come up sooner, if you get any sort of sense about that.
Leslie, I was, I was inclined to pull some cards for you to start, just to see what the cards were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the first card that came up was moving on. Okay, so you are moving on to different things. But the two cards kind of concerned me were heartache and loss and mental conflict. So I think you're beating yourself up a little bit too much. So there's this loss may be career-related, or there may be some other loss in your life that has you talking in your head a little too much because you beat yourself up about stuff. And what happens when you do that is you start blocking your ability to manifest what you really want because you spend too much worry time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that could relate to a move that I made in this last year, a move to a new location.
Okay. Were you torn about that?
Yeah, I'm still not happy about it.
Okay, so that explains the heartache and loss and mental conflict. So that explains these cards. Thank you for that. The other card that came up was stand your ground. That, you know, keep at it, keep looking, because it is coming, okay? Don't allow that move to keep you so locked into like a place of regret, because that keeps you from moving forward any further. You just got to kind of just let it go and stand your ground and say, I can do this regardless of where I'm at, okay? Because when you suffer with that decision that you made, you can't manifest that career path that you want, okay? The other card I pulled up was spiritual strength. So tap into your spiritual divine self, that self that can actually intuitively see what you need to do moving forward, moving on. Remember that first card, moving on. You've got to get grounded in the fact that, okay, I made this decision. I'm going to let go of everything else, and this is what I'm going to do with now, okay? Don't beat yourself up that it was a bad move. The next card I pulled up was positive movement forward. So if you don't meditate, try meditating, because what it does is it'll lower your blood pressure. It'll help relieve some of that worry and allow you to move forward. The cards are saying you will, but you've got to kind of get rid of the head trash, okay?
And that has improved since I started taking classes and making connections and networking and things like that. But it's still not, I'm looking for a way to get back at the right time.
Clarify what you mean by get back at the right time.
I mean to move to where I came from.
Okay.
I would not be worrying about that right now. You've got some good stuff coming after you get the thing, and with job opportunities and stuff like that. It's really good you didn't get that other job. That would have felt very burdeny to you. And this whole future, I think when you're ready to move, how you're ready to move, whether it's where you came back from or whatever, all spirit's telling me is like, that's the last thing for you to think about right now. Just all sorts of good stuff.
Uh,
Yeah, I think you really should tap into the spiritual side of yourself, and I don't think you've done that enough. You spend too much in the physical realm and not enough in the spiritual realm. A lot of us, we spend too much in the spiritual realm and not enough in the physical realm. So you've got to find that balance.
Yeah, and find a way to do it, too. I used to by being out in nature more, but that's harder for me where I am. So,
And that, it helps you to stay grounded, and that's so important.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see opportunities coming where I am if I'm more open?
I actually do. I do. That's why I said it's again, I feel that big shift when you get through whatever your classes are, because right now you put yourself in a holding pattern, like thinking like, okay, it's going to be good after this. So the universe is going to hear that and go, after this, everything's going to switch. I just kind of see this whole happy ever after thing where the career, the job, where you want to live, all kind of comes together in this very harmonious thing. But Spirit is really telling you to find happy right here, right now. You've got a part-time job, you're finishing school, you're doing what you have to do here. Find the joy there, and the others just kind of come, really kind of organically.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Organically.
Okay, so financially I'll be okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like there's some bumps in the road right now, but financially you're going to be fine, and down the road you'll be doing better than you expected.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have improved a lot in the last few months. So, one step at a time.
Thank you for calling in, Leslie.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you. You're going to do great.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Patty.
Yes.
Let's talk about a type of scrying that I think might help our listeners, people like Leslie, those people who maybe don't necessarily do this type of spiritual work, but something that's very easy to learn to do, a type of scrying called automatic writing.
Yes.
You know, it's hard the first few times you do it, but when you can start automatic writing, it's a type of scrying where you're actually just writing a question on a piece of paper and then writing an answer and writing a question and writing an answer. And as you do that, your mind actually slips away and it becomes more intuitive, and you can actually get answers that way in a very profound way.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And don't worry about what you're writing. Don't censor yourself. Don't at all. Just very, very free form. No right or wrong. I have people do that. The thing I do that I create called Dream School, where you put a glass of water and you talk to spirit about using that as an amplifier for dream work, or just downloads at night. That's the first thing I tell them. Do wake up, think about whatever, and just write, even if it's 2 minutes. You don't have to sit there like the artist way and write for 10 minutes or 10 pages. 2 minutes, you're going to start getting such clarity.
That's true.
And it will start become like automatically, like, who wrote that? You did. So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Right.
Absolutely. I think everyone should write some form of journaling or automatic writing. It, even like you said, if it's 1 or 2 minutes a day, because it really does start to provide clarity for you, especially if you do it in the form of either writing the first thing you get when you wake up in the morning, or in the middle of your day, if you've got a decision to make and you get confused about it, write the question on paper. So you're looking at it, and then write an answer, and don't be concerned with what you're writing. Even if it's silly, just write it and keep writing question, answer, until you can come up with a solution, and it can be very beneficial.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And if you're doing it like at home as part of a thing, create your special place for it. I like to have almost a little sacred space for whether it's your scrying or your automatic writing. You know, even if it's right next to your bed, that's your little, create that little altar for yourself right there. Even, it doesn't have to be religious or spiritual, but a candle, your flower, your favorite picture when you were a kid. You know, create, this is my space, my sacred space, my quiet space. You know.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice. You know, or again, like you said, in the middle of your office and you're doing it, anywhere can be your sacred space. But it is really nice to have one, too, for any kind of scrying.
Absolutely. So we have a question in the chat room also.
Oh boy, I've lost the chat room. Let me come back. What's our question in the chat room?
Suze is asking, am I making the right move? Is this the place for me? I'll let you take this.
Okay,
this one.
Let me take this. Okay. Is this the right place for Suze? I'm getting a really strong yes, whatever it is, like an empowering yes for you, Suze. So you are, because I'm getting wherever, I don't know if it's a physical move or it's a work move or a relationship move, whatever the move is, I see you coming from to a place of abundance from a place of lack, a place literally like glass half full from glass half empty. Isn't that sort of what, I think you're even feeling that a little bit. So I think it's a, definitely, whatever place means for you, it is, because it's, again, it's that glass half full place versus a glass half empty. Because I think, not that you were in a big low place before, but it felt a little bit of lack. I hope that makes sense. That makes sense. Yes, she wrote yes.
Yes.
So yay. So yes, you are in the right, you're making the right move. And you know that. Trust yourself. You're really working on your intuition and your knowledge right now, too. I see it. And that's part of what all this is about, even the move, is you seeing the bigger picture, the wider picture, the possibility. Right?
Yeah, it's like we don't have anyone on the air to answer back.
I know.
Well, you know, I'm getting the same thing, and I feel like Sue's very, very intuitive, but she always takes a step back after she makes a decision and says, oh, was that the right one? And she doubts her intuition. Work on your solar plexus. Get that solar plexus a little bit stronger. And because you do make the right decisions and you are very intuitive, so don't doubt yourself after the fact. Because I think that's what you do. You make that decision because you know you're right, and you are, and then you step back and go, ooh, was I right? So strengthen that solar plexus a little bit. We still have 7 callers in the queue and a half hour left in the show, so.
Wow, okay, so scrying. Well, scry. Okay, take a call. No.
Okay. 719, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, Julia.
Hi. Basically, what's going on is I'm in the process of divorce, and I go in for divorce mediation March 2nd. And I'm calling to see what you guys see around that, how it's going to go for me.
I lost sound for a brief moment, so the only thing I heard was how things are going to go for me.
Oh, I didn't. That's more than I heard. I didn't hear anything.
I don't know if we lost sound on the other end or on our end, but can you repeat
can you
that, Julia? Yes.
Yeah,
can you repeat
on.
Your question?
Let me change phones. How's this? Is this better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay. It's those cordless phones. Sometimes the reception isn't the best. Okay.
Yeah.
So my question is, I'm in the process of divorce, and I go for mediation March 2nd, and I wanted to know how you see it going for me and if you see that mediation sort of wrapping things up.
I got a sudden feeling of there's been a lot of anger and a lot of a mess around that. But I do feel it will get resolved, if not on that day, shortly thereafter.
I just decided to pull a card, and I pulled the Justice card, which is good.
Yeah.
And I also pulled that big shift coming. So this is going to make a very big change for you.
I almost feel
yeah.
like there's a move coming up for you after this is all settled.
Yeah, I am actually moving. I'm relocating from Colorado to Florida. So
okay.
You're right there.
Hey.
So
good.
Do you see it going
shit.
Well for me, though?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Okay.
I
okay.
can't pull the card for you, and I got triumphant success. So I got the success card. Patty got the justice card. I think you're well on your way.
Yep, you're well on your way. And nurturing. Remember when you get through this because there has been all this anger? That's the time to really take care of yourself. A little extra for you, a little extra nurturing for you.
Okay,
you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's going to be good. Good stuff. Big shift.
Okay.
Do you have a son? Is there a son involved?
I have a daughter, one daughter.
Okay.
Yeah,
child.
She's my only child. Yeah, she's 25 now, or actually she just turned 26. I've got to start remembering she just had a birthday.
Okay. All right. That's beautiful. Because, again, I saw that it was good and a good relationship there with the child. I was kind of seeing boyish, but girl works too. So.
Good. Okay, well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. I haven't called in a really long time, so I'm glad for the reassurance. So thank you both for that.
Yeah, it's all going to be okay. And breathe. Okay. Remember to breathe until you get there. Breathe, breathe, breathe. You're holding your chest tight a little bit. You're holding with the tension and stuff. Just remember to really, really do some toning. Do some vowel sounds. Ah. Hey, get the chatter out of the head. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All
righty. Well, thank you so much, and happy Valentine's Day
to
both
you, Julia.
Of you. All right. Take
care.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I saw great things coming up for her after this is over. This sense of, like, this huge just elephant just drops off her shoulders.
this is a whole 180-degree flip switch.
Yeah. So we still have 5 in the queue. Do you want to take one more before we
sure,
talk more stride?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. We hate people to wait. We're both the same that way. It's like, oh, okay.
Area code 646, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you this evening? My name is Magella, and I'm a first-time caller.
Hey.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yay. First-time caller,
what a sweet spirit you have.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. My birthday is coming up next month. I'm a Pisces. And I was just calling in for some advice regarding my love life.
Okay. Go ahead.
You go first.
I was just going to ask her if she has a specific question or if she's looking more in general regarding her love life.
I mean, it's just in general, yeah. Just whatever it is that the messages come through in terms of my love life, I guess. Yeah. I don't really have anything specific. I'm just concerned and want to know.
Is there somebody you're in a relationship now?
I'm actually not in a relationship. I actually broke up. I wouldn't say broke up, but the person that I was. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Patty. I'm going to interrupt you because what I'm picking up that you're not really sure what you want in regards to a relationship right now. I'm feeling this sense of, I thought this is what I wanted, but I'm not sure this is really what I want, and I don't feel like you really know what it is that you're looking for. So what happens is you project that energy outward, and if you're not sure what you want, then the universe isn't sure what to bring into your life. So this breakup that you went through may have you kind of sitting on the fence right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. However, this was not a person that I was, like, intimate with. It was just a person that was, like, a very good, close friend. And
right.
It was so, I mean, nevertheless.
And I don't mean on the fence about that person, just on the fence in general, what you want in a relationship. You know, I feel like you want a relationship, but it's like you don't really know. You don't, the energy you're not putting out for certain, an energy to pull in someone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So what would be like the recommendation? Like, how do I go about it? Because I'm constantly in communication with the universe, and I'm constantly manifesting prosperity and abundance. However, just my relationships has just, I don't know. I'm calling for something a little deeper. I know that there's a message that you would tell me that's just a little deeper than what I'm asking for. So
okay. So that kind of, when you're manifesting the abundance and stuff, you know exactly what you want. You put it out there and it comes back to you. So when you're
correct.
Manifesting in regards to a relationship, what are you putting out there? I mean, are you putting out clearly like you do when you're manifesting for other things?
Well, I just have faith in my spirit, and I trust that the universe will give me someone right for me. And that's
okay.
what I'm putting out there. I trust that the universe will bring that person in for me. Sometimes when you have description of certain people, it might not just be that person that you asked for.
Right.
You know.
So
right.
It would limit the scope.
Right. Exactly. So I just yeah.
So, but what does that person feel like? You don't have to have an exact. He looks like this or he looks like that, but you can have, what does it feel like to be in this relationship with this person? And that's what you put out to the universe. Get a little more visceral, a little out there. And I'm getting, again, even how you said, I manifest here and I'm prosperity and love, but the relationship is a problem. I would go back and see something that you're holding on to, and it is deep. Whether an assumption you made about relationship from other relationships that happened, I actually think it goes back to childhood, something that you said, and you just put a little block right there.
Mm.
And that's the thing to go chip away. Does that make sense? Something you, and you were little, way before relationship age, but you just put this little assumption on yourself. And I think that's the thing to go back and look at, again, in meditation time. Do some scrying like we're talking about. Sit with a candle, sit with a bowl of water, sit with a bowl of candle over a bowl of water. And look back to your going deep with your thoughts about relationship, because I do think you've caused your own blank block there a little bit, but it's deep, so you have to dig for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you were pretty little, like grade school age.
Yeah, I almost feel like there's something you're afraid of within a relationship. I feel this small sense of fear. You want it, but there's a sense of fear, too, of letting go of yourself, possibly.
You know what it is? I don't, and this is something that I came across, is I guess I don't know how to express myself. Like, I don't know how to. I'm not speaking in terms of, like, prayer and meditation. I'm speaking, like, I guess, when dealing in a relationship or when being in a relationship, I don't know how to express my love or my emotions.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's the fear part. I do. I totally understand
that's what I'm saying.
What I want you to do is work on three chakras simultaneously together, okay? And I want you to get some stones. So I want you to work on throat, heart, and solar plexus together. And I want you to get stones that represent all three of those and keep them together. Because what we want to do is open up the trust that the love in your heart you're able to express. Okay? Does that make sense? I want you to work on all three of those. Trust from your solar plexus, the love that's in your heart, being able to open up and express freely through your throat.
Okay, so you're speaking about the throat, the heart, and the solar plex.
Yes.
So I can do something like for the throat, I can do rather a blue lace agate lapis lazuli.
Even a sodalite. Anything that's got that rich blue.
I have a sodalite.
Okay, so you can use the sodalite. Get some rose quartz if you have some rose quartz for the heart. That's a great love stone.
I have that.
Yeah. And Good. And then for your solar plexus, if you have any citrine?
I have that, yes.
Okay, so you have all three of those. So first thing you're going to do is,
I said, and on top of that, amethyst. So amethyst is my favorite. Yes.
You can use the amethyst along with that for your crown chakra. It doesn't matter, but as long as you've got those three. Cleanse them with some salt water. Set them in a windowsill in the sun for a full day to recharge them. You want to cleanse them from anything else they may have picked up, okay? And then once they've charged in the sun, I want you to hold them in the palm of your hands and say some type of manifesting prayer for this love that you're going to bring in. And then sleep with them under your pillow, carry them around with you, okay? Keep them close by. Put them, lay down and lay them on your chakras. Anything you can do to keep those, opening those chakras up more. Because just thinking about them will help to open them, okay?
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. This is what I needed.
Thank
yes,
you so
much. Thank you. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
You're ready.
Much.
You're ready.
Thank you for calling in.
I really appreciate it. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks. Oh, sweet girl.
Oh, absolutely. It's always fun when someone calls in for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. And specific questions. Lovely. Lovely.
No, it is. So what other types of scrying do you do?
I actually do. I like, one of my favorite, because I like working with elementals and stuff. And this is a really early one. Go out to a park or a backyard if you have it. I almost like sitting with, I call it tree scrying, when, especially if there's a little bit of dew and the sun's starting to come up. Kind of sit outside and see like sun coming through leaves. And especially if there's a little bit of dew on the leaves and the sun, you just sit really still and let your eyes kind of fog over as you kind of do in a lot of scrying. The magical things, besides the fairies you bring in, it's a really nice, kind of very elemental, earthy way of scrying that I like to do. That's getting out. And other than that, I love my black mirror scrying. And I made my own black mirror. It's really easy. You just buy a cheap, you go to dollar store, a cheap frame, you know, like you're supposed to put a picture in, and then paint black on one side of the glass. I put things within it and then let it dry. I actually dip the glass in moon water beforehand. And I put a horsehair, if you can get something like that, behind the mirror, and usually a protective sigil like a hex cross. But again, for the price of a dollar, you could make your own magical mirror, or you can buy one at a metaphysical shop. But I do like matte black mirror scrying. Again, with the candle off to the side, because it's not as bright as a regular mirror. And I can't remember things. Also, I've done gold mirror scrying and copper mirror. I mean, silver and copper mirror scrying, and those kind of work with different spirits as well. So, but I can't remember what that was because my brain there. But they're all good. What do you do? What do you do, Kim?
Oh, you know, sometimes what I do, you know, they have these little Zen gardens with the sands and the stones and stuff, but I'm a big rock person. I love rocks. I stack them sometimes. Sometimes in the sand, you know, I'll just take and I move the rocks around, or I'll move the sand around with my finger. It's very earth-based, but I can scry in that way too. Simply just by moving the rocks around and seeing what they form, it just works for me. And I don't know if they call that anything specific. It's just the way I do things.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love that, too. I've done it with stones or shiny stones and things, too. So that's beautiful. And, again, plus you're in scrying like that, you're working just like with fire. You're working with the fire spirit, with a candle, with water spirit. Now you're working with a real mineral spirit, the spirit of that rock.
Yep. You know, and it's, I sat one day, because I have an hourglass that you turn over when I'm sitting one-on-one with someone, so I turn that over, and I just sat and watched the sand coming through that one day, and all of these images were coming through to me, and I started writing them down, getting ideas, and, you know, so there's so many ways to scribe. It's or to scry. You know, there's even shell scrying. Yeah.
Yeah. You can scry with almost anything. Even the form of, you know, sitting, looking in the milk, swirling in your coffee. Tea leaf reading.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Scrying. And that's fun. I've studied it. I've taken a few classes. I've done it for a few clients. But do it on your own. You don't have to. There's, yes, spin the cup 3 times. Do this, do that. Turn it upside down. But just so you've got some loose teeth, you know,
yep.
Scry into it. It's like, oh, wow.
And, of course, I use my pendulum all the time. But, you know, we have another caller that's been holding for like 50 minutes. So maybe grab that.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 919, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you say Terry?
Terry, yes.
Oh, thanks. Do you have a question, Terry? And thank you for holding so long.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Hmm. So, Terry, do you have a specific question?
Yes, I was hoping that you'd give me a little clarity because, you know, my personal life and my work life has been kind of a mess, and it's causing me a lot of stress, and it's starting to affect my family. And at this point, I'm not even sure what I should be doing to try to fix any of it.
The first thing that my guides are telling me is that not only is the stress affecting your personal life and your work life and your family life, but it's starting to affect your health as well. So it's like adding insult to injury. So the first thing I want to tell you is that you've got to find a way to manage the stress that's happening in your life a little bit better, because otherwise it can cause you to become ill physically, okay? The adrenal glands are so critically important, and when we're under stress, they're spitting out all this cortisol, and over time, they get really tired. So I want you to look into some ways to manage that stress a little bit, whether it's deep stomach breathing, pushing your stomach out as you're breathing in and bringing it in as you exhale, okay, because that will help keep your blood pressure down and help you
okay.
to feel more relaxed. So I needed to tell you that first because that's what I was hearing. We need to nip that so that you don't get ill. Okay?
You have a kind of an affinity for numbers a little bit, like you, whether you do numerology or not, you kind of notice numbers and things. Because I'm seeing patterns in numbers. So pay attention to that. Again, whether it's a message or whether it's a calming thing, or you're going to start seeing patterns and messages and numbers. Anyway, that's, again, just another technique for something. I don't know why Spirit wanted me to say that. So you do that, right?
Well, I noticed that for some reason I see 911 all the time.
Okay, there you go.
I always seem to look at the clock at 9:11, or there's 911 that shows up all the time. So I don't know what that means, but I see a lot.
It's your cry for help.
It's a cry for help, and it can mean a couple of things, because if you add those numbers together, it's 11, which is a very spiritual number, which it could be your signal to, hey, there's a crisis, let's get into a more spiritual side. Because if you can tap into some spirituality of some sort, whether it's a form of prayer or meditation, it'll help relieve the stress, and it will tap you into your own level of insight and knowing what you need to do. Patty and I can tell you all the things that we see, but ultimately the decision is yours, and ultimately you're the one that has to make that decision and find the clarity on what you need to do. We can kind of guide you towards a path, but you're the one that has to take that step, and you're the one that has to make that decision.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really for you. It's a step of faith. I get with all the stuff going on, and understandably, because of things are going, you're not trusting yourself as much. Look inside, start trusting yourself. You really do know what to do, how to handle things, looking away about something.
Yeah, I feel like you need to separate yourself from a situation. I really do. I feel like there's a tie that you just need to cut the cord and separate yourself from it. But you haven't been able to, and you're not sure if you really want to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a my work I've been wanting to step away from, but, you know, I can't because I have nothing else, you know, to go to, and that's the only thing that's paying the bills right now, so I feel kind of stuck.
Yeah. It puts you in between a rock and a hard place, you know. Start the ball manifesting that you can leave, okay? Tell the universe, I'm done with this job because there's something else for me. And keep telling yourself there's something else for me, because as you work through that energy, you can actually manifest an opportunity that you may not be able to see right now. Okay? Because when you say to the universe, I can't leave this job because I've got these bills to pay, they're going to keep you there so that you can pay it. So create that energy and create that space and start looking, you know, put a resume together, put it out there to places. You know, sometimes you've got to take the step to make it happen and create the opportunity rather than waiting for the opportunity to find you.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful advice. And maybe, again, that awareness of numbers or message in numbers, open up past the 911. You got the 911, which it could be lots of things, as Kim said. But see what else. I think there's some new opportunity there. And when you see it and you see a pattern, you see it like three times or you see something that keeps repeating, don't scry on it. You know, because I just see a very, very strong message for you about something with numbers, and you're going to go, oh my God, that means to get a job at blank, blank, blank. The universe wants to play with you with that in a really good way.
You know, and I just got a visual too, this whole numbers thing, and we were talking about automatic writing earlier. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and start writing numbers, whatever numbers come out of your head. And then if you start getting ideas in your head, write down any thoughts that you're getting too. If the thoughts go away, start writing numbers again, because those numbers may tip off your intuition for you.
Okay.
It sounds crazy, but you got to try it, and you got to trust me on that.
Yeah, because every number has its energy and synergy and spirit of its own. Like everything has a spirit. They have their own energy. You're going to do fine. Breathe. Like Kim, the best advice you got was Kim's deep breathing.
Yes.
Go.
Thank you.
So I hope you're welcome. Have a nice evening and a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, lucky Friday the 13th.
You.
Tomorrow's going to be great.
All right. Good night.
Yeah. Wow. Time is flying.
I know.
How did I just looked up. Wow. I know you had all sorts of good stuff. Did you talk about everything you wanted to talk about scrying?
I think so. We only have 2 minutes left, and there's too many people sitting there, and I don't know if we have time to get to them, and I feel bad, but maybe they can catch us next Friday.
Yes, please, please. If you didn't get through, call us next Friday. Do you want to take one real fast?
We can try.
Okay. We can see if we can have like a one or two word or one or two answer. Okay.
Area code 562. Fast, what's your question?
I guess it would be my career-wise, if you feel anything that is coming up soon.
In regards to what? I'm sorry, I didn't even catch your name. What's your first name?
Alex.
Alex. All right, Alex, we have 1 minute left. I feel like things move really fast for you as a general rule. Does that make sense? Do you feel like things are in fast motion a lot?
Well, not when it comes to work, no. Relationships, yeah, but not work.
Okay. So is it work that you're most interested in?
Yeah, because relationship-wise, I just had one that just ended. So.
Okay. What do you get, Patty?
I see something coming up, something new beginning. So there's something right around the corner. I'm not getting clear what it is because now we're looking at the clock. It's going to.
I know. We have 30 seconds.
Yes, something is coming there. So call us next week, okay? Call us early in the show, and we will get you next week. Thank you.
Okay.
Woo!
All right,
that's
Patty.
Cool. Yes.
10 seconds. Tell them how to find you.
They can find me at pattynegri.com. Kim, how can they find you?
NewBeginningsHolisticWellness.com or on Facebook, / Holistic Tiger.
Yes. amcpm.org for both of us, Facebook, Federation. Come back next week. Thank you all.
We're done.